Addiction never affects just the addict. It affects all of us. Recovering from addiction and alcoholism is also a life-changing battle for families dealing with a loved one's addiction. Numerous programs support addicts as they reclaim their lives, while their families face their own challenges without the same guidance. You're listening to Voices in Courage with K.L. Wells, where we transform the lives of the families and loved ones of addicts and alcoholics from surviving to thriving in the midst of chaos. Tune in as we highlight vulnerable stories of families who have addicted relatives and friends and learn how they have dealt with the challenges of isolation, desperation, and shame. If you are seeking ways to live your best life, then we welcome you into this safe space. Be a part of change today with your host, K.L. Wells.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I'm super excited to be having this conversation with all of you. I'm here with K.L. Wells, who is the founder of Voices in Courage and the birthplace of the Voices in Courage podcast. And we're so excited that you're here today. This is our inaugural episode. And today we wanted to share a little bit of insight into why this movement has come about, why this podcast is here, who we're speaking to, what you can expect, and more importantly, who can we help and support in the realm of addiction, especially the families and loved ones. So with that said, K.L., welcome to your official podcast.
Yeah, super excited. There are so many people who need hope and a pathway towards healing and wholeness in the midst of dealing with this disease. And we are thrilled to be able to bring a podcast out to the world that gives that message.
Excellent. Well, without further ado, I'd like to get started. And like with any podcast, like with any organization, movement, community message, it starts with a story. Mm-hmm. And you have a powerful story to tell. So without further ado, let's tell your story.
So this was about 4.5 years ago. I'm a business coach and consultant. And I had a client that I was working with that I walked into having what I thought was going to be a meeting with the senior executive team. They're in a growth phase, lots of things going on. We meet regularly. And I walked into that meeting and immediately noticed that the CEO was not present. And man, the energy was just way off. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what is going on here? And very quickly learned that the CEO's son had, in fact, overdosed from heroin 3 days earlier. And so, you know, the executive team, kind of like deer in the headlights, look on their faces. They've never experienced anything like this before. CEO's not there. She, in fact, is in Mexico retrieving her son's body. And what do we do now? So I held the space for them that day and for many days after that, and giving them a pathway personally as well as professionally to navigate this journey, which they had never been on before. And also talking with the CEO in the moments that I had access to her, going to the celebration of life for her son, her eldest son, who was 26. What they didn't know until months later, when actually I thought that it would really serve them to know that I had more of a window into their experience than they had thought, was that in fact, the day that her son passed away, I was standing on a sidewalk in Washington State witnessing my son's arrest at gunpoint because he was in drug psychosis and literally out of his mind. And that day, that Saturday, my world shattered, his world shattered. And that's when all this really began in a way that was going to dramatically, cataclysmically shift my life, my family's life, my son's life, and really all those that we touched. And what I learned in that moment on Tuesday was that clearly I was able to do something in order for me not to lose my cookies when I realized that her son had died. I was composed. I was centered. I was present. I was there for them in their darkest hour in a way that actually was shocking for me, to tell you the truth. After I left that meeting that day, I thought, wow, okay, I've done something different here than what I've experienced in other situations. And so although we began this journey and there was lots of ups and downs and the whiplash of in and out of jail and in and out of rehabs and relapses and all the things that go along with this disease with my son, because actually he was 26 at the time too, I began to realize that, number one, the resources that I needed in order to navigate this at a high level were not available to me. And I was stunned to find that out. And as I gathered my resources so I could work with this and navigate this and continue to hold myself not in a place of crisis, although we had those crisis moments, was I had an intention to evolve from crisis to thriving. And I have held that intention the entire time. And although it has been a big work in progress to continue to elevate into that space, I've continued to employ what I wrote down as the five acts of courage in order to be able to stand in a place of thriving in the midst of the desperation, the chaos, the trauma, the shattered dreams of our journey with my son. And that is how Voices and Courage got born, was out of what I considered a vacuum in this space and this industry. And here we are.
And it wasn't enough that it just stayed within you or with your family or with Sam or even just the people surrounding you. It wasn't just your sphere of influence. You saw a need for that sphere to grow for everybody.
Yes.
And hence, you know, Voices and Courage was born. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about mission, vision, why you've assembled the team. What does it look like moving forward and what can people expect?
Well, you know, it's funny when you have something like this show up as like tap, tap, tap. Mm-hmm. This actually is your mission in life. Oh, really? So, you know, I realized that I had been preparing my entire life for this moment. Mm-hmm. As the daughter of an addict, prescription medications, as the sister of a cocaine addict, as the wife of an alcoholic since divorced, and now the mother of a son dealing with addiction. My journey all along the way has been in preparation for providing Voices and Courage and the services that we provide for other loved ones that are dealing with this. And so it began really with a calling and then phone calls. Mm-hmm. And one of the phone calls you and I met on.
Yep. Remember it vividly.
Yes. And so I think it was about a year later, I got back in touch with you and said, okay, this is what I'm up to. Because at that point, we were just talking about a TED Talk.
Yeah.
We weren't talking about Voices and Courage. So it was a year later before that actually got born, which was 2.5 years ago, maybe. So I called you up and had a conversation and said, what do you think? And you were like, yeah, so I'm in. And then I made a bunch of other phone calls to people that I knew along my journey as a consultant and coach that I trusted and knew would be able to bring great expertise to the table. And we began to assemble a team. And I began to learn how to talk into a camera on Zoom and present my story and do all the things that you do when you're doing this sort of thing. And here we are today talking about launching a podcast. Who knew?
And I think for me, after that conversation, two things came up. One was it was way too big for a couple people to do. It was a movement. It mm-hmm. was something that needed to be far more than just a conversation. Mm-hmm. And second, we realized quickly that just sharing one story mm-hmm. made one connection. And the ripple effect mm-hmm. of one vulnerable story, one vulnerable voice, one courageous voice has the ability to really spark mm-hmm. so much, giving permission to others to speak up, allowing others a safe place, a community to be able to share. And as you identified, and I get to share my story and knowing that the way you connected was I was going through recovery. Mm-hmm. And I firsthand also see the lack of resources, mm-hmm. the lack of voice that loved ones have.
Right.
And this is one of those outlets, safe spaces, communities that our team has put together so that those voices can be heard, mm-hmm. that healing can start. We can go from surviving to thriving, and we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to walk the path alone, and we all get to share vulnerably, courageously, and in a way, and we even said this today, KL, the only way we get to keep what we have is to give it away. Mm-hmm. And Voices and Courage is that space to not only receive, but it's also to give it away so that others can share the same. What does that mean to you?
It means creating global social change, creating a movement. I mean, one of the things that is very ripe in this whole experience is the massive shame and stigma and judgment that surrounds this disease because people don't understand it.
Yeah.
And the person that they knew prior to the addiction is completely transformed and is this dark person who is willing to do anything to get drugs or alcohol or whatever their addiction is. And they'll do things that are just shocking. And people do not understand the transformation, the hijacking of the addict's brain that takes place. And to be able to have a conversation around being able to love that person in the midst of that kind of hijack, I'm not seeing a lot of conversations along those lines. And I was determined to continue to consistently deliver a message to my son that no matter what he did in the course of this disease, he was always loved, always loved. And what I've just recently come to understand is that message, he heard that message. And when he hit his bottom, it was the one thing that resonated enough for him not to peace out.
Mm. You bring up such a good point because I think you're right. There's a current societal narrative out there of addiction. And there's also a new narrative that needs to begin. And it's not happening anywhere that we have found. And if this can be the birthplace of that narrative, so be it. And we are encouraging anyone and everyone who has been in this situation. We all have loved ones. You know, the research is staggering.
It is.
Because it's not just the addict who has the problem. Mm-hmm. It's the entire family. It's the family disease around that person. If you think about the millions diagnosed, imagine the millions that surround that individual that right. also support. And Kale, let's finish with this specifically for those who are listening for the first time. Mm-hmm. What do you want to say to them? And what can they expect in the coming months with episodes of the Voices and Courage podcast?
Well, what I would say is a lot of people are in that crisis, desperate, heartbroken thrashing that goes along with this disease. And first, I want people to understand that you don't have to stay there. Mm-hmm. I've talked to so many moms in particular and some dads that are in the hole with their addict son or daughter or friend or whoever that is, spouse. And crawling in the hole with them is never a solution. Mm-hmm. Coming up out of the hole and moving yourself personally towards a thriving space, a self-care space, and all the things that surround that is really the journey. And we have embraced and are now coaching and training and all the things around that on how to do that. Because most people are like, what are you talking about? How do we get there? And having walked that path, we can help you get there in a way that you can still be connected, obviously, to your loved one. And you can thrive in the midst of the disease and chaos of addiction.
Excellent. And I think what's great about what's to come too is it'll be interviews with those that have been through it, loved ones, mm-hmm. addicts, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whatever substance it is, mm-hmm. many can relate. It's experts in the space, influencers, those that had lots of experience in creating hope and recovery. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot of dialogue that hasn't been heard before. Mm-hmm. Tough conversations, raw conversations, real conversations. We're not sugarcoating anything.
No.
This is an opportunity for it to be raw, vulnerable, real, and authentic.
Yes.
And that's always been the voice of Voices and Courage since day one. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm most excited about too, is to be able to hear from those individuals that for probably a lot of their life haven't had a voice. And this is an opportunity for that to come to the surface.
Yeah, I think there are so many people.
For like to attract like, and those yes. conversations to spur exponentially more and more conversations.
Yes. At this point, there are so many people that are in the shadows of this disease because they don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. and they don't feel like they can tell their story without judgment, without the stigma, without the shame that goes with their story. And that is one of our missions, is to shatter that. Yeah. So that everybody has a place where they can come to, they can listen to people's stories that are raw and real, and find hope and a new path towards loving yourself in the midst of this journey and loving your loved one in the midst of this journey. So many conversations to come. We're super excited about who we have in the lineup and who will be coming to the table to talk to me about their journey and their wisdom and what they've learned through this process and how lives can change.
We're going to dissect shame and guilt and forgiveness, the dynamics of relationships, isolation, fear, desperation, anxiety, all of those things we get to dissect in the form of storytelling, in the form of interviews, and in the form of allowing other people's words and stories to help others inspire their own healing and recovery in a way that we haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. Any parting words, KL, on the official inaugural episode of the Voices Encourage podcast?
Oh, boy. Whoever's listening, welcome home. Welcome home. This is your safe place, and we will be here for you, and others will join us in this conversation.
Said it perfectly, KL. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from you, and welcome to the Voices Encourage podcast.
Thank you, Tucker.
Addiction never affects just the addict. It affects all of us. Recovering from addiction and alcoholism is also a life-changing battle for families dealing with a loved one's addiction. Numerous programs support addicts as they reclaim their lives, while their families face their own challenges without the same guidance. You're listening to Voices in Courage with K.L. Wells, where we transform the lives of the families and loved ones of addicts and alcoholics from surviving to thriving in the midst of chaos. Tune in as we highlight vulnerable stories of families who have addicted relatives and friends and learn how they have dealt with the challenges of isolation, desperation, and shame. If you are seeking ways to live your best life, then we welcome you into this safe space. Be a part of change today with your host, KL Wells.